missed 80% of it. It's amazing. You don't really realize how
much. Can I hear a little of that twirl?
Sure. We'll record a little bit and then we'll play her back. If I'd thought before we ran out of, let's see, we're recording now? Yeah, we're going right along. If I'd thought before we ran out, we would have played some of that back. What do they call these things where they gather water? No. Ponds or tanks?
Ponds.
Ponds?
Pond, mostly, yeah. Uh-huh. I got some big ones out here. I did add out here.
Can you raise fish in them?
Oh, I had one to wash out, 25 feet deep out here.
My goodness.
Yeah, here, about 2 years ago, wasn't it, Mother? I'll tell you what, there was no railroad right away went through my land, and I plugged up the right away through it, you see.
Oh,
boy, I had a good one, but it come a flood, it broke through. Hmm. I lost fish that long.
My goodness, catfish?
Well, yeah, different kinds, mm-hmm. Sure. Now, I'd government stocked it, government fish in them.
Hmm. How do you find out if you can fish these ponds? This has bothered me.
What?
Oh, I see all these good-looking ponds and I want to stop to fish.
Try to find the fellow that owns them.
Uh-huh.
I never did run anybody off.
Then just go and ask him, huh?
Just go and ask him. Uh-huh. Some fellow made me mad one time. I let them go out here. I had a nice, so this big pond. But they got to throwing stuff in the pond and pushing logs out in the pond and filling it up dirty stuff.
Yeah.
I put up some signs and they tore my signs all down.
My goodness.
That did break me kind of air because I never had to run anybody out.
Uh-huh.
And, but I put a notice in the paper. Did anybody caught out there in my pond without permission to get shot? And I never saw nobody. I would have shot anybody. But listen, they didn't win anymore.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way it is with those people that are so destructive.
I'll tell you, just some suckers just spoiled it for everybody else.
Yep. Well, that's why I haven't gone to fish. I see these good-looking ponds, but I'm not going to fish it unless I ask the man it belongs to.
Well, we got our own fishing ponds out here.
That's...
I'll tell you what I did. I give each one of the kids so much land, sold them so much land, they pay me so much money, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a deed to it, and anything happened to me, it don't have to be recorded or probated or anything, you see.
That's a good way to do it.
Well, I ain't too smart, but of course they make it. I don't have to worry about anything.
Well,
I ain't got no money, but I don't have to worry.
That's the way to do it. What do you call soil that's, fairly rich and fairly sandy?
Huh?
Soil, good, rich, deep soil that's a little sandy?
Called sandy loam.
That's loam.
That's really the best soil. I don't like this hard pan land.
Yeah. I was digging in my yard to plant some trees, and I got into some clay, and I thought I was never going to get through
it. Well,
they
won't do so good in clay.
No, this just didn't. But I dug down there. I got a hole about 4 feet deep, I guess. And the bush I put in was only about that tall. That is, roots and all. But I put in some good topsoil down the bottom, a little well-rotted manure.
I'll tell you what Dad did when he come here. He's a great orchard man. And he put out a big vineyard. And he dig a hole that big square down the ground, probably 4 feet. And put sand rock down the bottom and mix soil with it, you see. That
mm-hmm.
We used to kind of a clay country up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that orchard stood there for years.
Mm-hmm.
See, it rooted down them sand rock and didn't dry out.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he put the rocks themselves down there? Or?
Oh, yes, just put the rock down there and put dirt in with them, you see.
How big were they?
Oh, a little rock up that big for that, sir. Mm-hmm. Tried to get them small so the roots growing around them, you know. Break them up so they wouldn't be too big, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the roots wouldn't get bogged down in the clay.
That's right. So the roots, you don't want the rocks so big, the roots can't get in it, you know, so
yeah.
They run around and freeze it. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we even had persimmon trees set out.
Hmm.
And a nice grape vineyard.
I put out some grapes. I'm going to put out some more.
Where do you live at? Stillwater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll do any good, but I'm going to try it. I have some dwarf fruit trees out
there. I still water when there wasn't even railroad there. There wasn't even no town there. Just a school there. 93.
Well, you know that railroad doesn't care.